Title: Humanize a Snare Snap for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's get into some real DJ tools energy. A rag infused drum and bass. The snare is not just a metronome on 2 and 4, it's a performer. It talks back to the hats, it leans a little late, it throws little drags and flams like it's hyping the crowd on a sound system. What we're building today is a performance ready rag a snap snare rack in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. The goal is a snare that stays club reliable at 174 BPM, but still feels like controlled chaos. And by the end, you'll have an 8 or 16 bar DJ tool loop with variations you can actually drop into doubles, edits, and transitions without your mix falling apart. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you live at 172 or 176, fine, but pick a number now so your microtiming choices make sense. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. And for now, loop just one bar. This is your surgical zone. Once the snare feels right, we'll zoom out to 8 and 16 bars and make it a real tool. Also, set your grid mindset. You're going to be living in 1/16 and 1/32. Raga ornaments happen in the tiny spaces. Now, step 1. We need a snare that can be humanized without collapsing. This is the key idea. Separation of duties. If one layer changes, the whole snare shouldn't freak out, so we're going to build it as 4 pads inside the drum rack. On C1, load your snare snap. This is your transient, short, tight, rude. Put it in simpler, one-shot mode. On C-sharp 1, load your snare body. This is the weight and mid-presence. Also in simpler, one-shot. On D1, load your noise or grit. This can be the vinyl burst, a textured clap, a hat-like noise tick, anything that implies system air and dirt. On D-sharp 1, load your ghost or drag layer. This should be softer, quieter, maybe a rim, a light snare, a foley tap. This is the layer that does most of the human talking. Now dial in each layer quickly. For the snap layer, make sure the start point is right on the transient. Zoom in and trim it so it hits instantly. Add a tiny fade in if it's clicking, like 0 to half a millisecond. High pass it around 180 to 300 HC so it's not carrying low junk. And if you want extra crack, use a little pitch envelope. Just a couple to maybe 6 semitones, with a super fast decay like 10 to 25 milliseconds. That pitch blip can make the snap feel like it's biting. For the body layer, high pass around 120 to 180 HC and let it beat a little longer than the snap. You're not trying to make it sharp, you're trying to make it fill. For the noise layer, band pass somewhere in the 3 to 9K range and find that sweet hiss zone. Keep it short, it should read as air on impact, not hiss in the mix. For the ghost layer, keep the gain lower. Soften it, high pass 250 to 400 HC. It's not supposed to compete with the main hit. Now step 2, glue these layers together inside the rack, like a May snare boss. In the drum rack chain list, select those 4 chains and group them. On that group chain, add EQ8, glue compressor, saturator and a limiter as a safety. Quick settings to get you close. EQ8, cut a bit of mud around 250 to 450 HC. Maybe 2 to 4 dB, and if you need extra bite, a gentle shelf up around 7 to 10k. Glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or about a tenth of a second, ratio 2:1, soft clip on. You want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hardest hits. If you crush it, you'll lose the snap, and then you'll start overcompensating with harsh highs. Don't. Saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Level match the output so you're not tricked by loudness. Limiter, ceiling around minus 0.5 dB. It should barely touch anything. It's just catching accidents. Now we humanize. Step 3. Microtiming, but without losing DNB authority. This is the rule. The main snare is the anchor. The ornaments are the spice. If you humanize the anchor too much, the whole roller feels drunk. So we'll keep the anchor tight and let the ghost notes be the human. Program your main snare on beats 2 and 4. And when I say main snare, I mean your snap, body, and maybe a touch of grit firing together. Keep those grid aligned at first. Now add raga ornaments on the ghost pad. Classic move, pre-snare drags. Put a ghost 1/32 before the main hit, or sometimes 1/16 if you want it more obvious. Try small drag into beat 2 in bar 1, and a drag into beat 4 in bar 2. Then save the heavier drag for bar 4 or bar 8 so it feels like a phrase, not an annoying tick. Ghost velocities start around 20 to 55. The exact number depends on your samples, but the vibe is felt more than heard. Now the microshift. In Live's MIDI editor, Nudge selected note slightly left or right at 174 BPM. Good ranges are tiny. Main snare. Keep it basically locked, but you can try pushing it late by 2 to 6 milliseconds. Late snare equals heavier. It's a cheat code, but only if you don't overdo it. Ghosts. You can go wider, like minus 10 to plus 15 milliseconds, because they're the conversational bits. Flams. If you're doing a flam, the separation is usually around 8 to 20 milliseconds. Small separation feels tight, bigger feels more ragga and more hands instead of grid. Teacher note here, microtiming is relative to hats, not the grid. Before you decide a ghost is early or late, lock in a hat loop that represents your actual groove. If your hats are sitting late and your ghosts are early, it doesn't read as swagger. It reads as hesitation. So make the ghosts answer the hats. Now step 4 is the advanced move, humanize tone, not just volume. If velocity only changes loudness, it can sound like MIDI dynamics. Real performance changes the character of the hit. So we're going to route velocity to filter, pitch, and sometimes sample start. On the snap simpler, enable the filter. Put the cutoff somewhere like 6 to 10k depending on the sample. Then map velocity to filter so harder hits open it. Keep the amount modest, like plus 10 to 25%. Now harder hits are brighter, not just louder. On the body layer, filter cutoff lower, like 2 to 5k, and smaller velocity amount, 5 to 15%. Subtle, because body shouldn't suddenly turn into a different sample. On the ghost layer, you can be more dramatic. Velocity to filter plus 15 to 35% is fine, because that's where talking comes from. Now add a tiny pitch variation on the ghost layer. Tiny means tiny. We're talking sense, not semitones. If you go too far, it becomes cartoon. But a hint of pitch shift makes repeated ghosts feel performed. And velocity to sample start can be magic, if you keep it subtle. Just a little start modulation so each hit catches a slightly different part of the transient. That's realism. Too much is disaster. If the snap loses consistency, pull it back. Step 5. Controlled randomness, but no mess. We want repeatable chaos. Not roulette. Approach a MIDI chance for ghosts. Add a MIDI transformer or Live 12 MIDI tool before the drum rack, and target only the ghost note, D sharp 1. Set chance somewhere like 35 to 60%, so the ghosts don't always happen. Constrain velocity to a range like 25 to 55. If your tool supports occasional doubles or ratchets, use it sparingly and only on specific positions, like the last 1/16 before beat 4. This is how you keep it musical. Approach B is audio movement on the noise layer. Put auto filter on the noise chain, bandpass mode, frequency around 4 to 8k, resonance low to medium. Then modulate the frequency slowly, like every half bar to a bar, with a small amount. The result is texture that breathes, like system air shifting, without the snare changing identity. Now let's make it a DJ tool. Step 6. A 16-bar call and response plan you can actually use. Bars 1 to 4. Clean anchor. 2 and 4. Minimal ghosts. Establish authority. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce drags into beat 4 every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 12. Add an occasional flam on beat 2, like once every 2 bars. Keep it special. Bars 13 to 16, payoff, one heavier drag, maybe an extra ghost, and a little microfill on the last bar, like 1/16 chatter leading back into bar 1. Big workflow tip, keep the kick and bass consistent while testing. If bass is changing, you'll start blaming the snare for problems that are actually arrangement changes. Now step 7, make it performance ready with macros and resampling. On the drum rack, create macros and map these controls. Ghost level, volume of the ghost chain, snap brightness, the snap filter cutoff, dirt, saturator drive on the snare group, air hiss, noise chain volume or its filter cutoff, and a ragga flare macro, map it to a small boost in ghost level, a slight opening of the noise filter, and a touch more saturation drive. This becomes your accent knob. Turn it up for fills, then back down. Coach note, define anchor versus spice with separate monitoring. Put a utility on the snare group and set up a macro that lets you quickly audition anchor only, meaning snap plus body, versus spice only, meaning grit plus ghost. This is how you avoid fooling yourself when something feels cool but actually smears the backbeat. Also, phase sanity check for layered snares. If snap and body fight each other, don't immediately EQ harder. Try a tiny track delay inside the rack. Delay the body by something like 0.05 to 0.30 milliseconds, sub-millisecond. It sounds ridiculous until you hear the punch suddenly lock into place. And for DJ tool consistency, your A and B variations should be close in peak level and spectral balance. In a set, You want different groove, not why is this snare suddenly brighter and louder. Throw spectrum on the snare group and compare the curve on the main hits between clips. It's a quick reality check. Now print it. Resample 8 bars and 16 bars as audio loops. Label them clearly. Something like Snare Tool 174 Raga Snap A and Snare Tool 174 Raga Snap B Fill. These are the files you can drag into edits, use in a set, or layer under other snares when you're doubling. Before we wrap, here's a tight practice drill you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Build a 2-bar drum loop at 174 with kick, hats, and this snare rack. Make 3 snare MIDI clips. Clip A is straight, no ghosts. Clip B has ghosts with a drag, like 1/32 before beat 4. Clip C is call and response, maybe the flam on beat 2 every 4 bars. For each clip, test main snare offset at 0 ms versus +4 ms late. Then test ghost velocity ranges, 20 to 45 versus 30 to 60. Resample each clip and a slash B fast. Pick what feels most system ready. Recap to lock it in. Keep the anchor on 2 and 4. Humanize around it with ghosts and ornaments. Use velocity to timbre, not just volume, so the snare changes character like a performance. Layer with purpose. Snap, body, grit, ghost. Glue gently. Build 8 to 16 bar variations and resample them, so you've got reliable DJ tools you can deploy instantly. If you tell me what snare you're starting from, like classic jungle crack, modern thick pop snare, or a dancehall clap snare hybrid, I can suggest a specific layer choice and where to place a signature drag or flam so it reads instantly in a club mix.